With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A presidential ally joins the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors. Following Senate confirmation, Trump economic advisor Stephen Miron takes his seat on the board. The president looking for a Fed interest rate cut this week.
The rate should be much lower, much, much lower. But I've just signed his document and all of the papers, and Steve Miron is now on.
GOP lawmakers in the House come to the defense of the Trump tariffs.
Republicans on the Rules Committee advanced a procedural measure Monday night that would extend until March 31st to block on efforts by Democrats and several Republicans to end the national emergencies underlying President Trump's sweeping tariffs, including on Mexico, Canada, Brazil, and his Liberation Day levies from April. It would also block resolutions of inquiry, measures that can be used by the House to compel the release of information from the executive branch. The House is set to vote Tuesday on the measure, which also tees up several D.C. crime and governance-related bills for floor debate. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Trump is urging congressional Republicans to pass a temporary spending bill, one to avert a government shutdown at month's end.
Democratic leaders on Capitol Hill say they're willing to shut down the government in order to save cuts to health care funding. At the White House, the president is telling Republicans to stick together. He writes on social media that GOP lawmakers must fight back against what he calls radical left Democrat demands.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. While dismissing the terrorism charges, a New York judge is keeping state murder charges against Luigi Mangione, charged in the fatal shooting of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Capital murder and other charges to be lodged against Tyler Robinson, 22-year-old man accused of assassinating Charlie Kirk, is to appear virtually today in Utah State Court. On Wall Street, Dow features down 154. This is SRN News. There's a new poll on assisted suicide.
Lifeway Research reports that 51% of Americans believe that if a person is suffering from a painful terminal disease, it is morally acceptable for that individual to take his own life with the aid of a doctor. The survey also reveals that 55% of respondents believe that physicians should be allowed to help people kill themselves. Lifeway spokesman Scott McConnell says, quote, Americans who see the Bible's teachings as having authority are the least likely to say physician-assisted suicide is morally acceptable. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
While faith declines across much of Western Europe, an unusual tradition is going strong on one tiny Greek island. There are more than 1,000 whitewashed stone chapels on Tinos that are owned and cared for by private families, as they have in some cases for centuries. These room-sized structures, mostly Orthodox, a couple of hundred Catholic, are set up on the rocky hillsides of the island. This is SRN News. Arnold Schwarzenegger is entering the national battle over U.S. House control.
The former Republican California governor is urging the state's voters to reject a November ballot proposal to rejigger districts that he said would erode Democratic principles. Schwarzenegger said Monday that the Democratic-backed Proposition 50 is insane. The proposal championed by Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom would temporarily set aside districts crafted by an independent commission and replace them with reshaped districts designed to benefit the party's candidates in the fight for House control. The move is similar to a GOP-led effort in Texas pushed by President Trump. Keith Peters, Washington.
It's called the Stop Illegal Entry Act, passed by House Republicans. It mandates tougher penalties for aliens who re-enter the country illegally and for felons already here illegally. More details, SRNNews.com.